WAW.
K8RUH.
Good morning, Anthony. Did I catch you actually on the way in?
You did. I'm about to pump gas. Give me 2 minutes. I'll be right back.
Roger. WAW.
And I'm back, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, not too bad. Just heading in. I've got a vehicle I don't normally drive, so all I got is my HT. So I'm HT Mobile. Let's see how that works. But other than that, we got some work done yesterday on the P25 machine. We got a receiver in Mount Clemens. And TJ got the Detroit 175 online on the network. You ought to try that one from your place. I'll bet. Well, I don't know for sure, but that one might just give you the coverage you need for the network.
Is that on the FBI, or where is that at? The P25 network?
Negative, it's analog, 442-175, it's downtown, very high up, and has great coverage, probably folks in your neighborhood pretty good, and it's on the Central Michigan MI-1 network, so it, you know, it is connected to the UMB and Mount Clemens and, you know, and a few other, well, more than a few, all of them ones, when you go to the page, all of them ones down at the bottom, it's one of those.
The information's on the Central Michigan page. I'll have to check it out and get it programmed in and try it tonight.
That's right. The early surge gets the worm. Just go to k8fbi.org, and you'll see all of our stuff in the top couple of windows. But at the bottom, you'll see all the Central Michigan stuff. It's one-stop shopping for the whole network. k8fbi.org. Go ahead, Dakota.
Morning, guys. Anthony, I think this is your regular commute. Sean, you're a little bit early, yeah?
Yeah, I got up 5-something, 5:30, 5:45, and alarm goes off at 6 normally, but I just took the hell with it. I got out of the shower by a little after 6, so here I is.
So, Sean, what's happening with the P25? Is it getting close to time that we got to start looking for some P25 radios?
I'm never going to recommend that. It's kind of one of those things where, you know, the cost to buy in is not, you know, cheap. It ain't so thing cheap. You know, you got to spend a few bucks. And, you gotta know what are your expectations, right? Having said that, you know, I'm excited about it, you know, but I've got radios already. So, you know, I'm just reluctant to have somebody go out and spend $300+ on a radio for, you know, listening to the same, you know, 5 or 6 guys that you listen to in any number of other places, right? If you know, it sounds great, it works great, and all that stuff. I'm just reluctant to recommend it because it's a little bit of an outlay for, you know, for minimal return.
I think I would have rather bought a P25 radio than a CB radio, so there's that.
When
I paid more for my XDRs than I'm going
to
pay for one XDR.
There's a low probability of me having, of it reaching down to me, is that correct? Or even reaching up to Dakota?
Morning, Donald, heard you in there. It's probably, I don't know, it works pretty darn good. It might work your area pretty good. And I don't want to say there's plans for anything more. You know, necessarily, but it's kind of our pet project. You know, all the commercial guys, all the guys working in the business, it's our pet project. So you never know how silly we can get with this thing. I'm just reluctant to, you know, to recommend it. You go out, you buy a radio for $300+, you know, and then you hear, you know, the same four or five guys that you always hear, me, Wally, you know, Dave's been on there, you know, through the, most of the Central Michigan guys have it, you know, Greg got one, Dave's going to get one, KVAZ Dave, KFAS Dave's already got one, John OD's got one, Larry, NYT's got one. You know, they've got them from the first when the 2.6 used to be mixed mode. So they've got some of those radios. So, I mean, there is a crowd on there, but, you know, the activity on it's kind of, you know, I don't know, it's just hard for me to say, oh, you got to go get it, you know.
So it sounds like what you're saying is people are using it. Get one if you want. Higher threshold of entry. But if I find some surplus, it might be worthwhile having one.
But if you find surplus, what I want to say is, you know, you got to get one. You know, you got to be there or be square. That's what I want to say. But it's not fair for me to say that because it is a pet project amongst a core group of guys. You know, and so we tend to view it a little bit more excitingly than the average person would. So, I just gotta be realistic. But you know, me, it's like absolutely. You know, get one. If you find any kind of deal on them in the right range, in the right band, then yes, absolutely.
All right, I'm getting out to get into the building here, but I'll have one final thing. They are UHF P25 radios, correct?
Yep. Kenwood, Motorola mostly. Kenwood makes some. There's some Midlands that are floating about. Icom made some. So there's some companies that made them. Johnson made one, a 5100. Those usually are found pretty cheap. The key is UHF. There ain't a lot of people that did UHF P25. Some government stuff. So, you know, if you're doing government purchases, and NASA in particular, that's where you might find one. NASA did a lot of UHF P25. All right. I didn't mean to hog it up.
RUH, and I'm going to hop over to the phone. I'll catch up with you guys later. Have a good day, everyone.
All righty. Go ahead, Donald, and pass it to Dakota.
Good morning, guys. I just turned the radio on. I heard what you guys were talking about, so I'm not privy to the whole conversation, but I catch the gist of it. You're talking about expenses. Got a fleet of XPRs, and I paid, you know, well over what I'm looking at for an XGS right now. So it's going to get an XGS. It's going to be cheaper than one of these XPRs that I have right now. But I'm still doing research. It's not the money issue. It's just the research and the need and the expandability of how far this is going to go before I take the plunge. But if I take the plunge, you might as well take the plunge now because the prices, even on the Motorola's, I guess the word is out something about P25 because there's a couple of them that I've been interested in, and I'm watching them on eBay, and one went up $25. And I asked him why, and he said, well, the cost of parts to recase them because they're refurbished to new is getting to be expensive, and that's why the prices are going up. I think it's because they're starting to disappear. Especially the 380 to 470 megahertz range. The other ones that are higher band, you know, like around GMRS frequencies, those are still dirt cheap, as well as the 700, 800, 900 megahertz ones. You can buy those cheaper than you can buy ones for the range that we need. Dakota?
Yeah, I told Anthony if he finds a stash, keep me in mind. I'm not going to be picky. Sean, you said something about the open spot. Is that functionality there? You said that's a pipe dream that might happen.
So they're never going to let it be on something like Brandmeister. That's never going to happen. I don't want it. The rest of the repeater owners don't want it. You know, nobody wants something like that. Now, having said that, would we set up our own server where if you were to put the proper credentials in your hotspot, you'd be able to, given a set of conditions, using real P25 radios, with your, that could happen. Something like that could happen. But it would be that. You'd have to go in and put a custom server in there, and, it wouldn't be open to the greater public with their full fangs and whatever else.
WADD.
Well, for me, that's what I want to get away from is the bullfangers, and those that are, even those with those units are causing a few problems on just the regular handbands now because they keep forgetting where they're at and they key up and, I have my Moto Turbo and nobody on this, the group of us is on it but me, but, so I get Sean's point, so I have a privacy way to go if I need one, but I don't know, like I said, it's still researching for me, but I'm watching the prices, because if the prices get too high, then I'm not going to invest in it, and I'm not going to want to do it, so if you, take a little bit of a plunge and get a really nice reconditioned, refurbished radio at the price you can get it at, but they're disappearing fast, and the prices are going up fast, so that's where I'm at. I think I'm just going to Dakota. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, I was going to just throw my little cents in here, too. The other thing, too, Dakota, the learning curve on these things is steep. So it's their Astro software is like nothing you've ever seen before. So, you can plan on spending, a couple days figuring it out. So I just figured I'd let you know that, too. If you do want to get into it, this software, it makes DMR look easy, and there's a lot to it. So, it can be had because it's old, it's retired, it's obsolete, not supported anymore, and don't sell the radios and all that other fun stuff. But it's definitely, when you do that, it's definitely going to be a hammy project. So I just figured I'd let you know that, too, as far as that goes, because there's personalities and there's access controls and there's everything, that goes on. And it's just like any other digital format. Is anything wrong, you're done. Phil, right? Sean, wasn't it Phil? No, Greg. K8S, whatever his call was. It took him like 3 days to figure his problem out. So, it's prepare yourself for a project. Go ahead, Sean.
Like it. Go ahead, Sean.
KVSW. Jeffrey! But, that's part of what we love about it, It's, most everybody on 25 does their own, rolls their own. So, that's almost a rule. I think you got Dakota interested now. He's going, now I'm sounding like I'm interested. A puzzle. What's up, Jeff? And then pass it to Dakota.
Much, just going across 94 here from 23 heading for Romulus. So, you don't want to get into P25. You don't want to do it. I mean, we've only had VHF P25 stuff up all over the state for, probably 10 years now. TJ's in Detroit works really well. The remote receiver at Novi, and that thing covers really well. When it works, it works. When it don't, it definitely don't. All right, go ahead, Dakota. Keep it up here.
NADDF. I live in a world of figuring out software and not having a whole lot of documentation to go by. So now you piqued my interest. I just don't know if I want to stomach the cost of a radio that I'm going to seldom use. It'll depend on what Anthony can uncover. So if I get a deal on one, I'll jump on it. Like I said, I've spent money on worse things. I think, I don't know, Sean or Donald has it next.
No, I'll take it. Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, I've said all that I want to say about it right now, because I'm still researching and I'm still learning all the Astro stuff that Wally mentioned, and good morning to Wally. Sorry, I passed you over. But so yeah, I'm still in a learning phase about it. I've heard of it in my time with Motorola in the past, and these radios, I think, came out around, the XTSs came out around 2009, I think, so that's like 15 years ago or so. Yeah, so it's a learning curve for me, and like I said, it's just a matter of if I was going to take the plunge, buy the radio now while the prices are still down, because they seem to be just flying off the shelves. W-A-R-C-Y. Sean, go ahead.
Well, I don't know about that. I've been watching them. I think they're down on the grander scheme of things. You know, I think there's minor fluctuations, supply and demand kind of fluctuations. But what are you doing? Come on, idiot. Darn it. People drifting over into my lane. Anyhow, I think there's minor fluctuations, but on the grand scheme of things, I think they're pretty much holding their own. I mean, they are going to get to the point where there are less and less of them, but at that point, then the APXs will be out there in the wild. So, you know, it's, the problem is, it's just there's not a lot of people using UHF commercially or public safety anymore. So, you know, the pool from which likely candidates will come is shrinking. That's the biggest problem. But like Jeff says, yeah, don't bother. It's a pain in the ass.
Hey, are you late?
Anthony's back.
Hey, to what Sean was saying, that's totally true. The XTSs, UHF are few and far between. In the probably thousands of radios that I've seen that are mostly 800-900 band, and the few VHFs, I hardly ever see a UHF, and those are the ones that have value because there's so few of them, and the other ones are like giveaways. You can't give those suckers away because there's just, especially the 800-900s, there's not a lot you can do with them as a mere mortal, so... Yeah, I'll keep an eye out for some UHF stuff and let everybody know if I find it. I'm not sure who was next.
Yeah, if only Sean would have not went to the dark side and reinvented the wheel and went on UHF. You know, if he was stuck with VHF where we're at, it would be a lot easier for you guys. But you know how Sean is. Just off on his own project. Sean?
Yeah, says the guy that gets me a broken receiver. Oh, man, that was funny. But, the problem here, Jeff, is frequency pairs, you know. And, and TJ's machine does a good job with Detroit and Mount Clemens, you know. But could... You know, would I ever explore putting in a VHF machine? So I suppose I could do that. I don't see any reason why I couldn't. But you'd have to get a pair, and down here in the southeast, it's forget it. Let's see here. Who gets it next? Dakota?
About to go on the crater. That's another tough pill for me to swallow is the mono band. I find myself flipping back and forth between UHF and VHF quite a bit now. But again, I guess it's not replacing a mobile, so who cares?
You almost have to find a frequency that somebody has that's sitting on Sean. Broken receiver? No, that had an extra board in it. I could have charged you double for that had I known it had that board in it. Man. Got a gold mine there and didn't even know it. Ay. I'll pass over to Dakota.
Charlie still in here?
I haven't heard him in a minute.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yeah. Hey, guys, in your shopping and the model number, if the fourth digit's U, it's useless. And I think it was Anthony that said that. Yeah. Those are dirt cheap because those are all in the public safety sector, and we don't own any real estate there as hams. We have no real estate there. So U means useless. You can't do anything with it. Sean's team tried years ago. I thought I had a hack. They put some pretty good band filters in there. They keep it going from to the 900. They've got a real strong 900 megahertz presence also connected all together to all of this stuff. And those are crazy money because not very many people use the 900 radio either. So, yeah, what he was saying, Anthony was saying, is, yeah, you're pretty much stuck to buying that radio in that band in order to make it work. And it is what it is. And like I said, it's definitely a do-it-yourselfer. You know, you got to have the fortitude to go ahead and figure this out. Because there is so much to it, and one little thing, and if you want to do some sort of modification, one thing messes up another thing. So it's definitely like programming software. Go ahead, Sean. WAB.
All right, I got my coffee. Man, I'm so far ahead of schedule. I'm working overtime from yesterday. Oh, man. Taking the final approach here. But, yeah, the UHF used to be, there used to be, 800 is king, you know, as far as in commercial. You know, in DMR, UHF is still kind of king. So, you know, there'll be a lot of UHF, and the radios are dual, you know, they work for us, the radios that are used. So as those get surplus out, they become available. So the XPR radios are pretty available and at a pretty reasonable price. And that's mainly because DMR Moto Turbo is mainly done in the UHF band. You know, B25, on the other hand, is almost exclusively 800 anymore. You got to find, you know, specific places that are running it on UHF or VHF, and they are getting, I think, fewer and farther between. So, you know, so there's only so much of a pool you can, you know, get radios getting surplused out. You know, there will be, you know, as XDSs and XDLs are the current darling, because they're the ones that are end of life. You know, they were end of life a few years ago, and so those are all hitting the market as places have money to buy all new ATXs. But ATXs are coming up on end of life, you know, 2030. So people are starting now to put on their radar refreshes. And, you know, you'll start to see as places, you know, buy new radios, you know. But, again, most of the people that are looking to refresh their APXs and go to whatever are probably on 800. So they're not going to surplus out to us. So it's just, it's not looking great. You know, buying new, forget it. You know, Donald made a comment earlier about he paid more for his XBRs. Yeah, you're looking at two generations old, three generations old, you know, used Motorola stuff compared to current, you know, Motorola stuff in the other, you know. Look at a current equivalent, the XPR, you know, P25 radio that's equivalent to your XPRs, and your XPRs look like pocket change. So it's all relative, really. Donald?
Yeah. I agree, but I mean, like I say, for me, it's, I mean, I'm loyal to Motorola because I've been using them for so many years, long before I met any of you guys who got a ham or anything else. And I picked up the XPRs just because I needed new radio for racing, and I think the, what was it, the R's were just starting to come out, and there was talk of the R's just coming out, the R series, and came across the XBRs on a fire sale, and I grabbed them when I could, but that's the only reason why, and I got lucky to get the price I got on them. And, but, Yeah, this little thing here is, you know, very flexible for what I have in it, and Sean knows what's in it, so does Wally. But the fact is that too bad it doesn't do P25, or else I'd slap that in there right now. But, yeah, I'm just trying to get a good multi-use radio, and if I decide to invest in a P25, if Anthony, you're still out there before I forget, you also got to look at the range. If UHF radio, make sure you look at UHF band 1 or R1, they call it. That's the 380 to 470 band. And I guess Wally gets it next.
I was going to change the subject here real quick. Hey, Jeff, where are you going? You head towards the airport? We just picked up an account down there that I've been doing some work with, the FedEx building. Oh, my gosh. I never realized Federal Express built such a monster building down there. It is just a beautiful, beautiful place. So, I mean, not to talk about work much or anything else like that, but the place is, I mean, it's as big as New Baltimore. It is just amazing. I'm just curious if you were heading there. I have to go there tomorrow. Over to FWR.
Your audio was down compared to other ones. Almost sound like you're talking in a hollow room. Maybe it's just me, but yeah, we have a warehouse or cross dock just east of the airport here. So he's got off 94. Go down near the first traffic light and turn left. Go down a mile and turn right. In Harrison. Yep, I'm down here, Dakota.
Yeah, I got time for one or two more here. I'm gonna get in the office and start looking at some of these radios. I was thinking about buying a Zygu 6100, but this might be more of a pet project, like Sean said, something for me to mess around with. I don't know that I necessarily need a QRP rig at this moment, just how bad conditions have been and how little I actually play HF.
Hey guys, let me check out. I just pulled into the shop. I got to get inside and start W8FU.
Pulling in the yard here too, so I guess if you want dual band, just go out and get a APX 7500 or 8000 or something. Then you got both UHF and UHF. I'll be clear in a second. Keep it up here.
Good morning, fellas. Enjoy your work. You're still there.
Morning, Tom. WARCY. Yeah, I'm just listening and learning about all the stuff these guys were talking about. And that's about it here. I got stuff to do today, even though I don't do anything on Wednesdays. I am leaving tomorrow night. I've got a race to do in New York this weekend at Watkins Glen. So, yeah, I got to start looking at stuffing up the backpack for 4 days. So, yeah, if you're on the road, as you usually are, have a great day, and we'll catch up with you or hear you during the hear you throughout the course of the day. I can't talk. WARCY.
Yep, it's just Ferndale and Detroit Island Park area. Kind of a quiet day. Yesterday was Port Huron and Bad Axe, so today's going to be nice. KKKJO.
Last transmission was a little staticky. Is somebody calling out for W8RCY, I'm guessing?
Yeah, W8RCY. Hey, you know a guy over there at Watkins Glen by the name of Bob Shore?
No, I do not. Doesn't ring a bell. And I'm only part-time, and I'm at the end of my lifespan as an official, so I'm just doing the half a dozen or so endurance races for IMSA now. and this will most likely be my last year. But they're trying to entice me into one more year. Because Road America next year is going to be an endurance race of 6 hours.
Oh, okay. She does the fire rescue over there at the back. So, you know if you know or not, but I haven't listened to you guys, so that's what I'm running.
W-A-R-C-Y.
W-A-S-U-K-E-A-Z-R-I.
Back in the saddle again.
Still in money for another hour.
Say what?
I'm going to drive to Ferndale.
Well, good for you. It's fabulous. All right. I just wanted to get this thing connected up. Get to work. Have fun. WNFU.
Great. Enjoy that day, staying cool. Thank you, Kidio.
Discord for tomorrow morning?
I haven't this morning. I looked at last night. You're talking about breakfast?
Yeah. Everybody was saying breakfast, question mark. So, you know, I'm thinking we get together like 8-ish, and then, you know, after that, get on the antenna project.
Yeah, that probably works. Something obviously near us, maybe that pops or something.
Well, jump on the Discord and look at what I think Murph or one of the guys suggested someplace that's right there. You know, so I think they're suggesting something right near the right near your place.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll look at it when I get to work. I'll look at it. I just had to get out of I had a rush to get out of the house this morning, so I didn't even look at my phone or email or anything. So I will do that. Over to you, Tom.
Tony's Deli or something?
If they're open for breakfast, I'm not sure they are.
You're a killjoy. All right, W8FU. Guys up there mentioned it. I just, hey, just let me know. I keep pretty close tabs on the conversation. All right, I got to get out of here and get to work. W8FU. Everybody be safe.
All righty. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping the weather's cooperative tomorrow morning. So, just cross your fingers. So, anyways, where are you running to? You said Ferndale and where else?
I got to go to this tire place for some cameras and then go to Highland Park for a juvenile detention center. And it's one place that you'll go by yourself, so there's two of us sitting up on that one.
Okay, I don't know what your line of work is that you're dealing with that. Is it security stuff?
Security, cameras, access, fire, security intrusion, as we call it. So, yeah, I'm a service tech for one of the big alarm companies, or security integrators, as we're called now.
Okay, a nationwide one or a big local one?
Worldwide.
Oh, okay. So you have three letters?
Yes, but it doesn't start with A, it starts with J.
Oh, okay. Not who I thought it was, obviously. All right, well, I'm sure that keeps you hopping. Anyways, boy, traffic is heavy this morning. I don't like driving to work in rush hour.
Well, normally my service hours are 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., but since it's kind of quiet out there right now, I meet up with the the D-Tech. He starts at E. We live like a mile from each other. And we work together. We've been working together for like 30 years. So we just tackle the jobs and go where they ask us to go. He and I are more or less the main troubleshooters for the office, if not for the state, because of our knowledge and what we do.
Yeah, that long year. Sure you're invaluable. All right, I'm going to concentrate on traffic here. I'm about to get on the expressway, and it looks like it'll be a little challenging this morning. So pay full attention. Catch you later. Be safe. ADAPR.
ADAPR, I'll be in and out all day as usual. KKKKL.
WDAKLL KFAVIC. WDAKLL WDAKLL KFAVIC. Delicious. Yeah, the only time I ate dates is when my mom gave them to me when I needed to have a loose stool. WDAKOL, I'll talk to you later.
I know what you're saying, but you eat one stool a day? That is excellent for the health. Anyhow, good talk. Good talking to you. KMADIC.
W8FQ.
Yeah?
Yeah. Never heard of him.
According to the wiki, it says the man, the myth, the legend. And I can keep reading.
Well, there's that. On my way to go learn about my sins.
My Sims? What in the heck are you doing that requires you learn My Sims?
My EC said I should take it, so I'm taking it.
On a 8:48 on a Wednesday?
Yeah, it looks like all the classes were midweek, so I took a half day and going to do some learning.
W8DAP.
W8DAP from W8FU. How you doing, Eric? How's it back? Or is it hit?
It's getting there slowly but surely. My biggest problem is sleeping. I just can't seem to get a good night's sleep, but my doctor's appointment's Friday. Maybe they can prescribe something. But other than that, it's coming along. The incision is healing, the swelling is down, the pain is down. It's just, I just need to get some sleep.
Go ahead, Lance.
I'm going to sign out. I'm getting parked here and everything, so I'm going to sit with the ABLA.
All right, have fun at my Sims. It's a hoot. A hoot, Nanny. Anywho, nice to have my car back. I've got my radios. I wouldn't mind switching over to the Excursion or whatever, Escalade, whatever the hell that thing is I was just driving, that beast. But not until I get my radios moved over to it.
Yeah, I was just listening a couple minutes ago. This jack's out there. I want to let him know there's nothing wrong with this radio. There's a problem with the East Coast reflector where I'm listening directly on the WWGM, and he was in there solid. And then the facilitator goes, you know, go ahead. And then right in the middle of Jack talking, he's like, well, I guess he took off. And it's like, so for whatever reason, they can't hear the GM repeater sometimes. I hear that quite a bit, though. People coming in on the GM repeater, and then they say, go ahead, and then they key up over them and say, well, I guess they're gone. I guess they took off, not knowing that they were actually talking.
Have Jack just dial in direct. You know, skip the repeater. He's got a node.
Yeah, he's got a macro. He's got a macro, so all he has to do is star 55 or whatever it is. I don't know if that's it, but yeah, he's got a macro. He's got 0-4 macros, so yeah. You should try that next time, Jack. Get on your All-Star node and then type in that star whatever it is, those two numbers, and you're there. Don't have to worry about it.
Your ears burning there, Jack? We're just talking about you, trying to solve your East Coast reflector woes.
I don't know what it is, Sean. Good morning, everyone there. I don't know what it is,
And I think somebody just threw a carrier. I think so.
I don't think so,
well,
Jack.
Well.
All right, who's got it? Here, Eric. Eric, go.
No, Jack, I was listening. I was listening on the GM repeater, and you were solid. You were solid in there, and then the guy just started talking over you. Oh, I guess you're not out there. But that happens quite a bit, though, Jack. It's not you. It's not you or your radio. It's some link between the GM repeater and the East Coast reflector. Because there's like two or three guys at least that come in through that repeater, and I've heard the facilitator just key up right over them and say, oh, I guess they left right while the guy was talking. So it's not the GM repeater or your radio. It's just it's a connection issue somewhere. So like Sean said, you could just use your All-Star node and go direct to the point there. Just use your All-Star node. Don't worry about, don't try to use your radio. Use your All-Star node.
Well, he'll still use his radio. He'll just do it, his radio to his node, hook his node up direct. Yeah, I don't think they're implementing All-Star correctly on that repeater. We tried to work with them a few years ago, and when we, Mark, tried to get them hooked up, and for some reason, you know, they were babbling something about security and all this other stuff. They wouldn't hook it up directly. They wanted it off-site, and that is just the wrong way to do it. You know, these IT guys get in the radio, and they bring all this security and all this stuff, missing the point that it doesn't apply here, and then they want it off-site where they can control it. It's just ridiculous. The All-Star node has to be on the repeater. I don't know if they did that or not, but I'll bet you if that's the case, that's what's going on. They just haven't implemented right. So you know how you solve it? Run your own All-Star node, connect up to the East Coast Reflector, just talk to your All-Star node, you'll be golden, and you'll have no problems. And I think you can do that, Jack, just by, I don't know where East Coast is stored in your node, but it's probably, you know, star 50-something. And then, boom, you'll be connected right up, and you'll never have a problem.
Hi, Sean. Thank you. Anyhow, no problem. But every day I use my 9600, which you see, even Eric said, I heard you complete what you said and everything. But it's okay. No problem. Thank you, guys, again. KF8DRC.
Yeah, I'll give you a call later, Jack. I'll give you a call and explain it to you a little bit easier. But yeah, you will be using your walkie-talkie and your All-Star, you know, your All-Star node radio and the All-Star node, not the 9600. Because like Sean said, they have some connection issues, so just connect directly with your All-Star. All right, I'm going to go back to sleep, catch a few more Z's. You guys have a good one. W-8-E-A-P.
All right, Eric, catch you later. Hope you feel better. I'm almost to my next stop here. And Jack, no, we agree. You're not doing anything wrong. You're doing it right. The wrong part is, you know, is where you're talking. They've got something monkeyed up on their end, and you can fix that yourself. You can just go a different route. So nothing about what you did is a problem. So all right, I'm at my next stop here. I got to jump out. Be back in a little while. Starting to rain here in Clinton Township. So bring it on. W8FU.
Hey, Greg, did I understand correctly? You figured out most of the software?
Well, I got it running, which means it's
attach the software to VSD wants to open a database in SQL, and there was of course I had to install SQL. That still didn't work right, and there was a whole bunch of tweaks and tunes and stuff I had to do to SQL to get it to work, and then telling the software where to point to was not the normal standard. So, but in the end, yes, it opens up. It gives me the grid for the channels and zones and all that kind of stuff. so, yeah, as far as I can tell, it's 100%. But I'm waiting on the cable to see if it'll actually communicate with the radio. I don't see why it wouldn't. So I'm going to say 90% chance that it's good.
Wow. What gymnastics for that to work. Okay, well, I'm curious. You know, it's the cutest little thing I ever seen. And, you know, getting the software worked out is paramount. Cable's on the way. That's cool. Did you see anywhere in the software where you could make adjustments to, like, frequency error and mic in particular? The you know, that's the only criticism I have so far of that little guy is the audio's light. And I was just wondering if you saw anywhere in the software to adjust that.
In the actual CPS portion of it, and I know exactly what you're talking about, because I did look extensively, I did not find anything for mic gain or anything of the sort. There is like a little side program for adjustments, and I'm not exactly sure what it does. I'm pretty sure it does frequency, but I don't think I'll know to the extent of it until I hook it up to do a read radio on it. And then a test radio kind of thing. There's a couple steps there, but I don't know. That's what I'm really hoping for. He's also sending me a second radio because I did mention the off-frequency and the mic gain being really low. So I'll have two to play with and to see whether I can make it a viable thing or not.
All right, very good. Blazing a new trail. Well, good for you. Okay, I got to get back to work. I just hadn't heard since the last time we were playing and was curious. That's cool. All right, after yours, W8FU.
All right, Roger, Dodger. I'm on my way to a doctor appointment at on Hall Road, so I'll be there till about 11. Maybe 11:15, 11:30. I'll shout out if anybody's available for lunch. KE8VSI.
Sounds like a wiener. WFP.
Dakota B.
Are you out and about?
Yeah, just running down to my dispatch center to check something out and probably find some lunch.
I was thinking the same thing. I got to go pick up my suit, but it's getting about that time.
Well, Greg was in the area. Said he would be out and looking for Chalfutsky about 11:15, I think he said. So that's about the time I'll probably be done where I'm going. So could be serendipitous.
We do need a plan of lunch again. It's been a long time. I think there was snow flying the last time we had lunch, actually. I gotta take this. That ain't DBF.
The story of our lives. WFU.
Speaking of Greg,
you're out early.
Yep, everything went smooth. All I heard was that last couple. Didn't know if you guys were conjuring a plan or no plan or what's the latest.
Well, Dakota, sounds like he just hopped in the car, but he got pulled off to a phone call. sounds like he's got to go pick up his suit and or pick up lunch. So I don't know if he's coordinated. I've got about half mile to go here. I got to run into my dispatch center and check something out. I don't know how long I'll be, but I might be in and out in 15 minutes. So I will try to keep a radio on and with me.
All right, well, I'm at Hall Road and Romeo Plank, and I'll just hang out here, wait for Dakota to come back, and we'll decide from there, I guess. I do got some other buddies going to 23 and Shader for lunch at 11:30, so if it doesn't work out, that's fine, too. but I'll hang here for a little bit. KE8 BSI.
Yeah, it is a little on the early side for me. I'm more 11:30, 12 luncher, and I've got some stuff to do that could tie me up for the next 15. So I don't know if he's got to go run and grab a suit first, and maybe that all works out. Well, we'll see. I'll play it by ear. I'll have my radio with me. W8FU.
Sounds good.
What's going on, Greg?
Not a lot. Don't know how much you heard. I'm at Hall and Romeo Plank, available for lunch. Sean's going to be at least 15, 20 minutes. I heard you're out and about, and just kind of wait to see if a plan's going to come together or not. I'm good either way.
Are you eastbound or westbound? I'm at Hall and Garfield, and I just got a phone call, so I have to go grab my suit. I don't know how long this is going to take, and then I need to run back to the office, so I am, unfortunately, out of pocket for lunch today.
Okay. I'm not actually on Hall Road. I'm in the parking lot behind the doctor's office that I just had to do.
Is Sean still out here, or did he have to run in?
Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm just pulling into my stop. I've got I got a little bit of work here, so it would be a while. What's the thoughts? When's your window?
I'm cooked for lunch, but don't let me stop you two.
Okay, what's Greg? What's this 23-mile thing you were talking about at 11:30?
Oh, just a group of four, me and three other buddies. We usually go on Wednesdays to Mavericks on 23-mile road to Shaner. They get a couple beers, I just get water, and we eat lunch. That's about it.
Well, I'd say plan for that, because I'm going in here now, and, you know, there's a pretty good chance that I couldn't get out of here and get up there in time. But we'll see. But, yeah, just go for that, because then I won't have to rush in here. I'll just go in and take my time. So, oh, well, it was worth a shot.
Oh, yeah, always got to throw it out there. You never know when it's going to come together. Okay, I'll head that way and make that lunch, and then maybe see, maybe not. Dakota, what do you got to get a suit for?
All right, W8FU.
I'll talk to you later, Sean. Greg, my wife and I are flying out Friday morning. We're going to Vegas for the weekend, and we've got some things we have to do while we're there that are requiring, unfortunately, formal attire, so I needed to refresh my nice clothes, so I use this as an excuse.
All right. Yeah, I had to refresh mine a little while back. It was like, holy crap, stuff's expensive these days. I do not have a wide support assortment of nice clothes. I'm a very casual dresser. So, but trip to Vegas for the weekend with the wife, excellent. That sounds very good.
You and me both, Greg. I do not like nice clothes. I don't like collars. I barely even like pants, unless it's cold out. Then I wear jeans. I buy the cheapest clothes I can because I always ruin them. I mean, then that's kind of why my suits and my sport coats look the way they do, because I wear them for meetings and events and things, and then given what I have to do for work, I'm under a desk in a jacket, so they never hold up very well.
Oh, yeah, I've spent many a time under desks
and wearing clothes that I shouldn't be under desks in. Kind of was silly. The dress code required and then the work required didn't make a lot of sense. So I made changes to that as best I could. So we're kind of in the same boat there.
Yep, that's really what ruined it for me. I used to really enjoy dressing nice. I'd always get new shirts and pants and, you know, accessorize it. And, because of the dress code I had, and then it's like, well, wait a minute, I'm in a ceiling fixing an access point, and I'm wearing a tie, this is stupid. So that's when I was like, I'm done spending money on clothes, they just get ruined anyway. But I am here, I'll be back here in a bit. If I don't catch you, enjoy your lunch, and I'll talk to you later. NADBF.
All right, very good. Good chatting with you, and heck, you never know. I may not chat with you, so if I don't, enjoy Vegas. KEA-BSI.
I trust my tailor enough to not try it on. NADBF. WDAKLL Mobile.
Hey, good morning. Anyway, take your ass, Dave.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. WDAKLL here, Greg.
All right, real fine, Greg.
I think it's Greg. Hopefully I got that right. Name's Dave. Sitting here, driving 696 east, no, west, rather, east, I wouldn't be doing it. Looking at all the work on the other side, and I'll be looking at my windshield for a little while. I'm going to head up to Lansing, so hopefully won't catch too many of these storms today, and that's about all I know.
Yeah, very good, Dave. Yeah, it's Grand Blanc area. It's out running some roads here. Coming up the Flint repeater, the Holly repeater, I guess it is. So, yeah, appreciate you reaching out there. We're just motoring around here in the old vehicle, doing some errands today.
Yeah, real fine. So, yeah, tell me again where I got distracted there for a second. I might have to jump out real quick. For a quick phone call, but you said you're in the Grand Blanc area and coming through a repeater there?
Roger that. Yeah, we got two repeaters up here. We got one in Holly and one in Flint that are linked to the FBI network in Detroit there.
Yeah, real fine. Yeah, I'm on the repeater West Bloomfield right now. And I guess I could be on that one or Warren down here either way. And, yeah, I should know more about the system, but, yeah, I knew there were some repeaters up north and heard guys on here, so. Good. Real fine. Well, good. Well, just some errands, not too bad. I'm a weather junkie. I haven't really been paying attention because I've been buried at work the last couple of days, but I thought I kind of saw that we were going to get maybe some pretty hard weather today.
Yeah, Roger that. I saw something coming across there around 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock here in the Grand Blanc area. So yeah, there's some strong spells coming across. So. Keep your eye to the sky for sure.
All right, real fine. I'm going to get used to this repeater. I'm not used to being on a link system like this, and I got to give it time. I got to jump in right after the courtesy call, but I know with all the links, it's probably better to give it a little more time. Got to use it to that. Real fine. What are you up in Grand Blanc?
I'm retired. Used to sell industrial automation equipment, hydraulics, pneumatics, and stuff like that. for over 40 years. Just retired last year.
Real fine. Well, good deal for you. Congratulations. Maybe I'll be able to pull that off in a couple of years. I'm at that age, but I need a few more years of work. Just get a couple things accomplished I want to try to get done before I'm all done. So, real fine. I'm going to jump out for just a minute. I'll give you a holler when I get back in. My phone rang, and I think I know what it is. I think I was supposed to be somewhere. It's going to happen sometimes. So, Greg, I'll be back in a minute. Anything, yeah.
Okay, Dave, good talking with you. I'm stepping out myself here. WVH, KLL, I'm clear.
WABD Mobile.
My sims training.
You're telling about that. I'm going to lunch.
I'm headed home and gonna get back to work.
Well, the sales manager is taking me, my coworker, and sales rep and the estimator all to lunch.
There you go. Getting a free lunch.
There's no such thing.
Uh-oh.
My salesman stink, is that what you said, Wally? We have pretty decent salespeople.
Hey, we used to get one or two salespeople all the time, but anymore.
I'm like, hey, why don't we all go to lunch? The manager can buy. He's like, okay. So, there's 2, 3, 4, 5 of us, so we're all going to lunch.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
I am not one to turn down a free meal.
Yeah, those are usually the best kind of meals.
So what was this wonderful training that you were doing? TKJ for ID. I haven't said it yet.
It was Mike for Oxcom stuff. Be able to do the entries in for the UFC and stuff.
Okay, that sounds cool.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. But get logged in there, kind of poke around and tell you what's there, and then you have at it.
Now I gotta get my FEMA stuff done, too.
Yeah, I've got the FEMA. 100, 200, 700, 800, but to do the off-sea class, but I signed up for the one last year and it got canceled, and there was one a couple weeks ago, but wasn't able to make that one, and wait for the schedule another one to figure out to make it take that.
Part of the module is not 100, but there's more to go.
Yeah, they're not too bad. They're kind of pretty repetitive. They're almost all the same.
about it slightly.
Yeah, you get up high on the buildings. the GM machine. It's a nice big tall tree.
It's kind of spotty in Memphis, but when I get down into Richmond, it's really clear there.
But the is the Siemens machine or the GM?
GM. 075. Yeah, when I get up to, you know, when I get into Richmond, it's a lot clearer. But I have arrived at my lunch destination, so I will see 73 on your final. KTAKJO.
Yep, I'm about home too, so yep, 73, see you doing.
KTAKJ, I'll talk to you on the flip.
KE8NYU, WABD.
This is KE8YNU, go ahead, sir, Wally.
Yeah, it's my understanding, listening to Sean, that the building is without power, and the connectivity on this one is, on, I believe, on a battery, so we might lose this eventually. So if that's the case, 2.6 is going to be the frequency that we're going to be using, if that's okay with you.
Yep, that's fine. So I'll switch over to 2.6.
WAPD on 2.6 FBI. Dave, did you say you were going there now to verify?
Yeah, that's a firm. I'm trying to get things together here and heading out the door here for it.
All right, very good. WABD, standing by.
WA4MLD and Warren testing and clear.
This is 4MLD, you got your lungs clear.
Yep, 7200 is down, I guess. So we'll be monitoring here, WA4MLD. Okay, 147.2 is back up, WA4MLD.
KE8YNU from WAFU.
This is KE8YNU. Go ahead, Sean.
Dave, it looks like we've restored things downtown, so you can go back to Plan A. Thank you. W8FU.
Sounds good, Sean. I appreciate that. Thanks. Hopefully nothing further happens today, so have a good one. Hey, my dude, thanks.
and it is HLY, and it is HLY, and it is GFC.
Library off of Romeo Plank and Clinton and Canal and stuff. pretty quickly. That's going to be a crappy way to go.
Yeah, I definitely ain't going that route. I'm going to probably run 16 across. So I will see Freedom Hill, see how the river is there. But should be fairly decent. I did have one closed road, though.
You might be able to buzz up Moravian if you're going up Metro Parkway. Take Moravian all the way up to 14. That'll bypass all that. I've driven that before, and it's not too bad. The runoff ditch right there by 15 and Sheener usually doesn't get that thick. So maybe Moravian might be your best bet.
Well, is this it? Or we got more coming through?
Dave's on standby. I think there's more coming through. Great, back phone call. KKKJ. Okay, I'm back. I called Dave earlier on MAC, and he's in standby mode and still says there's a potential, but don't know the whole grasp of the situation just yet. They're still looking at the models, I guess.
Well, we had plans tomorrow morning for doing some antenna work. We had a crew all lined up, the whole nine yards, and got called off because of potential weather. So now my Thursday is open. Probably gonna go to Mia's Cafe and get some avocado toast and a cappuccino and live like the other half.
Sounds like a fun-filled day. Well, I am at my destination, so I gotta get in there, but you know me, I'll be out later. 73 for now, talk to you on the flip. KCKGO.
Alrighty. It's probably already gone. Drive safe, stay dry, etc. Ipso facto. WA, happy QEO.
W8FU from WARCY.
Yeah.
I responded to your text. It'll be there when you get a chance to look at it.
Groovy.
On the phone with a vendor.
How did that one place work out? I think you were at, I don't know if it was Ann Arbor or over by the airport or something like that. You need to go investigate.
No, I'm downtown, 624, across from the community college. That's where I'm at. I'm not in any one of those areas.
Oh, it sounded like lonely for a second. Is it Dave?
No, Nick, Whiskey, November, Steer, Charlie.
Gotcha. Yeah, this is Jack Oscar Mike, KCKJO.
No, it's just twice the traffic here. I don't like getting out this way.
where are you at downtown?
I'm at 6th and 4th, right across from Community College.
Yeah, that's no fun down there. I got a lot of accounts down there.
Yeah, right now, he's found and crashed it on roads going wall to wall people. I don't like it this late. I like to get out by 3.
Where do you live at?
Sure.
Since he worked
works for 58. He'll be bouncing around. 1 minute he's at G4S, another minute he's at another at GSI, and then somewhere else. Yeah, they move him all over the place. Unless he's settled down to one spot now.
Well, he is out by my neighborhood. It was nowhere close to home, I can tell you that, because he still lives down there. So I wouldn't like that bouncing all over the place.
Yeah, the last time I saw him, is he and I did a conversion over there by your neck of the woods, over in, I think that's Marysville, St. Clair, that TI Automotive Group. That was right there by the old coal plant.
Yeah, the old Marysville power plant, the one they tore down. Yep, TI Automotive right across the street from it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And he and I converted that system, built it from scratch, and did all the programming and stuff, got all the communications going on it, and then they disappeared. You win some, you lose some.
Been on the roof for that building twice. Two fires. I know exactly what building it is.
I was just up that way yesterday. I was at that Lake Huron Medical Center doing a bunch of stuff in there. And then ended up going to Bags to finish off the day.
Oh, you had to go to Nasty Hatchet, huh? Yeah, that's a haul from where that is. There's no direct route to get there.
Nope, we took the scenic route up M25 to 142 into M53 and Bad Axe. Spent a couple hours there, got the problem fixed, and then went home. 8 hours. Works for me.
Yeah, I stayed over today. I'm cutting out early on Friday because stupid state human resources and their infinite wisdom. Pay period doesn't end until Saturday, but we got to submit our time on Tuesday this week because of the holiday tomorrow. That's stupid.
It's not a holiday for us, but it is a holiday for banking and federal facilities, so that means less work tomorrow.
Yeah, I would have rather than make this holiday a floating holiday, or we could have taken it anywhere we wanted. Because I would have taken it on Friday instead, or I would have taken it on Monday on the day I took off anyway. But our people that negotiated didn't negotiate very well.
Yeah, we don't get Christmas Eve off, and we fought and we got the day after Thanksgiving back. And then we gave up one and got another. I think I got, five floating holidays and 5 paid sick days. So that's good. It gives me, on top of those 2 paid weeks, then I get another 5.
Yeah, I'm at about 7 weeks total per year, if I were not to take any of it, obviously. But I earn almost a day of pay period, so I'm doing pretty good on vacation time. Sick time, I just get the 4 every 2 weeks. So, and that, I don't get paid out at the end, so it's like, I use a day here and there, mental health day.
I had those in the beginning of the month. I had two sick days. Wasn't planned.
Yeah, I try not to do them on my work home days either, because that's like a waste. But sometimes it's inevitable. I'm going to get out of here. I got a phone call coming in. WNSC.
NSC KGL monitoring.
WCAV, one more check-in. WA4MLD.
WA4MLD, I have you on the 443-625.
checking you in. Interception, please.
I'm at 10 Mile and Mound Road. I thought I was on 7.2. Whoops.
Not a problem. Catch you there. WCD.
Mark me down on 7.2.
WS5X for Mike on DTX. Sir, thunderstorm watch 436 is in effect until 10 p.m. for the southern two-thirds of the county. So basically draw a line north of Flint, everywhere south of that, and the CWA is under the watch at this time. It's KFDTX.
Mike on from Macomb County. Sir, Whiskey Charlie 8 Echo, Macomb County is conditioned green at 1700 local.
Okay, copy condition green at 1700. Okay, DTX.
In case anybody was expecting to hear MyCon traffic here, I've dropped the FBI link to the Central Michigan Network. MyCon traffic will be on the KC8 LTS repeater 442.175 in Detroit and the Mount Clemens repeater KC8 UMP 443.625, and then of course the rest of the MI1. It is no longer linked while MyCon is operational. W8FU.
Frequency in use. Yeah, thank you very much. I have W8VIJ.
W8RCY, this is W8EAP.
J8EAP. JF8DRC.
JF8DRC, this is W8EAP. How is it going, Jack? Sounds like you're driving.
I'm driving, but you know what? That hot spot, it goes about a little bit over a mile. I don't know if you know that or not.
Oh, the hot, you mean the all-star node?
The hot spots with, you know, like worldwide and all that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's because it's got an antenna on it. But that's about right. Now, if you put an antenna on your All-Star, it'd probably go at least a mile, if not 2 miles. But I don't know if you really need that or want that. It's just, you know, you just need it to go inside your house. That's it. You don't need it to go a mile away. No reason for it, but yeah, that's normal.
Where
did you get the
antenna from?
What was that?
Where did you get the antenna from?
Uses a regular same antenna you have on your HT. You can use a stubby one. You know, maybe a stubby one would be good. Or a 771. You know, just anything, any antenna will give you a mile to 2 mile range.
Happened a few times to put on that lamp outside on the roof.
Yeah, but there's no point to it. It's just made to be used inside your house. And the more antenna you have, the more you're going to pick up interference. Other people could key up on your node. I mean, someone a mile away could pick you up and key up on you. I mean, for what you're doing, I would say less range the best. I mean, all you're going to do is open yourself up for interference and people keying up on you.
People, they all have All-Stars, correct?
Well, you're transmitting on the UHF band, so anyone that's driving around that hears you could be able to key up on you. So I wouldn't recommend it. I would say less range the better.
How you doing?
Yeah, a little bit better every day. It's just going to take a while. Yeah, it just takes a while. But yeah, I'm getting there slowly but surely.
Oh, that hot spot started it. You know what, that bar? Remember that bar? Me and you, we went. It started it right there, all the way to the house.
That's normal.
I didn't know that. I thought the hot spot doesn't go that far. I think just for the house and that's it.
Right. With a dummy load on it. With an antenna on it, you'll go about a half a mile to a mile. But what I'm saying is the reason we put a dummy load on your All-Star is because that way you won't get outside interference or people keying up on you, or that way everybody, no one driving around a mile away can hear all your conversation. So you probably want the less amount of range, the better.
That makes sense, really. It does. Anyhow, well, I hope you feel a lot better, honestly. I miss you, man. I used to see you every, like, 2 weeks. Now it's been over 2 weeks. All right, Eric. Take care. KFATIC.
Okay, I'm getting ready to eat dinner anyhow, Jack. Hey, Jack, check your telephone, check your text message. I sent you a website link there for you to look at. You'll get a kick out of it. Have a good one, Jack. Careful on the roads. WEAP.
I mean that. I like that, but I don't know if I want to put all these watts in my mouth. Talk to you later.
KFATIC. Hey, you'll have to turn the box on too.
Turn the box on. Well, it's that one, yeah. And by the way, I shut them all down anyhow. I shut them all down. I thank you anyhow for that. Now they don't do that no more. I gave a text to them. I was sitting then and I was calling, hello, hello, hello. I don't hear no light goes on. So I just...
Okay, catch you later. W-A-D-A-P.
W-A-D-A-P. K-F-A-T-I-C, clear.
Okay.